Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you today? I am Minister James Browning with the Holistic Ministry Show, and I am so grateful that you're joining me today and that you're here, and welcome. Sometimes I feel like I'm a spiritual warrior, and sometimes I feel like I'm in a spiritual revolution, you know? Different times, different days, I feel different ways. Sometimes I feel I'm a spiritual reminder, and I'm just here to remind you, you know. And I think today I'm probably here more as a reminder and to bring you aware of consciousness of some things that you know, but you're just not awoken to them or have not allowed yourself to be conscious of it, okay? So anyway, beloved ones, I'm so grateful that you're here, and each one of you are sons and daughters of a Most High God, and so I guess that makes you gods and goddesses, you know, okay? And that's according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus says that you are, and I happen to be a believer and follower of Jesus, so I will accept that as being the truth. You know, if you're going to follow your teachers, then it's good to believe what they say that they are and what they are projecting and teaching us. And if you're going to really believe, then you have faith in what is being said. And I do believe that you each are gods and goddesses. Okay, so that's a wonderful thing. So today we're going to have a very amazing show, a lot of things to talk about. But today, we're going to, before we get started, you know, I always like to do a prayer to open the show up, and so we can get started, because we need to have the energy of the Creator to allow us to flow and to bring about what is needed, and that we each will hear what we need to hear as individuals. You know, my message is not so much for everyone, but those who need to hear it will hear the message, and it will be something that will be blessing and something that they need to utilize with their process. You know, I kind of consider today's as a talk. Well, it's not a sermon. I'm not preaching at you. I'm just sharing with you something that I have become conscious and aware of. And I think that it's important enough for you to be aware of it and to utilize it in your life, especially in today's times. Okay, beloved ones, because we are truly living in some challenging days, and I really think we're just on the tip of the iceberg as to how challenging this will be. But we're not going to be victims. We're going to be victors. So that's why we're going to talk about the help that is at your fingertips, closer than you realize. But first of all, let's do prayer so we can bring that forth. So, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this day, knowing that you are the source of all there is, and that you are continuing to allow us to express and to become all that we can. So we thank you, God, for just being in our lives. We know that we are intertwined. Our spirits are intertwined with you, God, and that you are in us, just like the wave is in the ocean, that we are part of you, God, and we are grateful that we come to the full understanding and recognition that we do not have to look outside of ourselves, because the spirit of you, God, the I Am presence, live within us, and we just need to turn inward to be able to understand that. So we just ask and give thanks for that knowledge and understanding. We thank you, God, this day for beloved wisdom. We thank you, God, for giving us the mental capability to bring about wise thoughts and to be able to utilize our mind to make good and wise decisions about our lives. We thank you, God, for divine health. We thank you, God, that you will help us to keep these precious temples that you have given us to be able to carry us through this earthly journey, keep it healthy and keep it vibrant and keep it moving at a high vibration. So we thank you, God, for giving us the insight and knowledge of how to do that. And we just ask you to continue to be a guide for us, God, continue to allow us to be supported in the way that we are being supported by the I Am present that live within us. We know, God, that you, beloved one, is the energy and the source that allow us to be able to do all that we do. Every word we speak, every breath we take, we know it is through you, God, that we have come to that full understanding. So we say thank you, God, for just being God in our lives. We thank you for all, and I give prays for all my beloved listeners today that each one of them will be wrapped in the white light of protection and will be able to be protected from all that may cause any harm or anything that is not perfected, that it be turned into perfection, knowing that all is well and knowing that you are the healer of the universe. So thank you, God, for all those beloved listeners and ones who are there, including myself. So thank you, and so it is. Amen. Well, beloved ones, again, to all my old listeners, thank you for tuning back in. And I'm so grateful for you, all my new listeners. I am so grateful that you have decided to join us today, and hopefully you will become old listeners. This is a spirit-based ministry, and there's no religious dogma going on here, okay? So we welcome all. I don't care about what's your religious affiliation or what's your spiritual affiliation. You're welcome here because we're talking about truth, and there's truth that's intertwined in all religions. All religions have some necessarily truth. So what I have been led to do was be able to take that truth out of all of these different types of religions and make it one thing, because there is really only one source, God the good omnipotent. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the energy of the creator who has created this universe, not what man has dissected into going in different directions based on what they see and what they feel. So we are bringing about the truth of what we really believe is there. So hopefully that you were all able to tune in last week, and we talked about sowing and reaping, and which was a really good lesson, and a lot of us learned that, you know, what you put in your garden and what you reap is one and the same with the mental mind. What you put into your mind and what you allow to fertilize in your mind will grow in your being, and it will bring forth according to what you are. And we all learned that we were direct descendants of God. And as you know, I told you earlier that you are gods and goddesses, and there's nothing blasphemy about that. You know, that is just the way, that's what it is. You are here there, and you are a spiritual being having a human experience here on planet Earth, okay? And planet Earth is just one of the planets in the solar system, beloved ones. Don't never think that we are all that. Okay, the universe is full with beings of different natures and different things. So we are here on planet Earth because that is what we choose to do this time. That's the incarnation we choose to have taken to be here on planet Earth. And there's a reason and purpose for that, to be there. Okay, so learn to utilize. If you didn't get a chance to tune in last week and do the show, one beautiful thing I like about Blog Talk is that all these shows are archived. You probably can go back and find about 60 shows that I've done over the years and still be able to log into it. And I know that people are doing that because every time I go in to see the statistics of listeners, I can see that's added listeners and not necessarily people who were listening at that particular time for this show, but they go back and listen to other stuff. And that's good. So it's great. And I also understand that a lot of people listen at different times. I'm broadcasting at 12 Pacific time here in beautiful Phoenix. And even our time zone, sometimes we're on Pacific time, sometimes we're on Mountain time. So everybody's time zone is being different. And they can't listen all at the same time. But you can always go back and listen to the show because they all archive. Usually about 30 minutes after I finish the show is archived and ready to go. So take advantage of that and go in and listen or tell friends or family. You can still tell them about, and they can go to Blog Talk Radio and just tune into any episode they so desire to be able to listen to. And that's great. I'm grateful for that. So today's topic, though, beloved one, this is one that is really pretty phenomenal. And it's a topic that I haven't that long ago tapped into myself. I mean, I knew about it, but tapping in and really utilizing the angels has really been something. So today's show, we're talking about what are angels and how do they assist us, or what is the purpose of them, okay? Because angels play a significant part in your life. Matter of fact, beloved ones, you could not make it through a single day without the assistance of an angel. Each one of us at birth was given an assignment of angels. That, from what I understand, there were at least two that were assigned to you at your conception. And their job is to follow you through your life journey to help bring you here. And they also help take you to the other side when you decide all that you have to have been done and in your time to go back to the universal God. For those angels will be there to assist you and take you back as well. So those angels are very important to you. Okay. And you really need to learn how to tap into those angels. You really need to learn how to bring about the consciousness and awareness of the angels. One thing about angels, and most times they do not come into your life unless you ask them to, unless they see that you're in grave danger, and they step in to help you out. See, beloved ones, the angels are really messengers of God. Their job is to serve mankind on behalf of God. So we should be so grateful that God has signed those angels to you. The universal God force. Just like on this side of the planet, on this side of Earth, there is an order and there is a hierarchy. In the universal God side, there's a hierarchy too. There's order, there's structure, there's way things are set up. There's different beings of higher consciousness and beings on the other side that their specific job is to do certain things in the universe as well as to look out for us here on the Earth plane and in other solar galaxies. That is their job. And these angels are working on the behalf of God. And the angels do not expect for you to worship them. They don't want you to worship them, but they do want you to call on them because they are here to help you and assist you at all times. Like I said, they are not to be worshipped, but they are to be called upon. Okay. That is their job, and they are waiting for you to call upon them whenever you need them to do. That's the duty that God has given them. That is their assignment, to be here for us in our times of need. Under all circumstances, and a couple of times, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you a little later about how angels have actually been in my life and how they have been assistance and helped me out even when I was not aware that angels were there. They were there. And sometimes I was aware, and I know that they have helped me out. So it's very important. So today we're going to really learn some things about angels that I'm sure some of us have not been aware of and understand the classification of angels, because there are 9 classes of angels. But today class, we're going to be basically talking about 4 classes of angels. And then the angels do different assignments, different things we need to do. We're going to be talking about the cherubim, seraphims, archangels, and guardian angels today. Those are the 4 classes that we're going to talk about. But like I said, there's 9 other classes. We won't even get into that because that's at a whole nother realm that's more than, you know, we need to even examine today. At some other time, we may look into that. But right now, we're going to talk about those 4 classes of angels that's really important. And angels are truly your best friends, beloved ones. They are the ones who are with you when no other person is with you, and they are around you all the time. Even when you sleep, they are there watching you sleep and watching you and keeping safety over you. That is their assignment, okay? So, beloved ones, never think that you cannot go directly to God. Yes, you can, but these are God's. He put them there for you to be able to call upon them to assist you, okay? So utilize what God has already made it easy for you to do, because these angels will really make a difference in your life. They are just very, very significant. These angels are as close to you as your next breath, beloved ones. They are constantly there to assist you. So you must be open and receptive. Okay, you have to understand, and you have to have belief and faith in the fact that God has sent you assistance to be with you all at all times. So first we're going to talk about the Seraphim hymns. And these are considered the fiery serpents. And they are divinely angels. Matter of fact, there's only four of them. And these four angels are actually angels that surround the throne of God. These angels are so powerful, beloved one, that even the other angels cannot look directly upon them because they are so bright. Their energy is so bright. They are so powerful. These angels have four faces and six wings. But sometimes these angels actually come to planet Earth or to other places based on what God needs to have done and what the order of, that needs to be taken care of. When something has to be really powerful, and God will dispatch these angels to take on a human type of body, a humanoid type body, based on what planet or what solar system they are going into to get things done. Okay, so these are very powerful. They are the four most powerful angels in the universal God force and realm of God. Like I said, they're so bright and so energetic. The other angels have cannot even look upon them from that standpoint because that's what they do. They are there for God to for in surrounding and keeping God and operating. And when God gives them the command to go do something, they automatically instantly do it. So those angels are very, very important. It is four of them, okay? And they are very important, very powerful. And they operate sometime on the planet Earth in needs that God have them for crisis situations. And so, boy, we sure need an angel. The angels stepping right about now, huh? So let's pray that God will send those angels here to help clarify what's going on the earth realm right now. Next, we're going to talk about the cherubims. Now, these are the angels that keep the celestial and Akashic records. Now, how many of you out there have heard of the Akashic records? Because the Akashic records are very important, beloved one. You see, your Akashic records is the records of all your incarnations for all the time that you have been here on planet Earth. And yes, I believe in reincarnation. Yes, that's the thing. And if you choose not to believe in, that's okay. But regardless of whether you believe it or not, you have been here before. And most of you are old souls. You've been around here quite a few times, okay? So, yes, these are, and each time that you come into this earthly realm, or you decide to go to another galaxy, another planet, to work out what you need to grow as a spirit, there's a record. And that record is kept in these universal libraries. So there is a library of your travels and your beings in each time you have decided to come here. And yes, those records can be accessed. You, beloved one, can access those records on your own, or you can have someone who is trained to be able to access the Akashic records. Now, it takes study. You will not just instantly say a word and it happens. You have to go through a process of being worthy of going into those records, because once you enter those records, it's very, very powerful, beloved one, and you do not want to get yourself messed up by trying to do something that you are not conscious and aware of. So I would suggest that if you do not have any understanding or not willing to study, there are people out here who have been trained to be able to read your Akashic records and to be able to make a difference. Excuse me, Edgar Cayce. Many of you may have heard of Edgar Cayce, but Edgar Cayce, which operated out of Virginia Beach area down there and got the institution there, the Edgar Cayce Foundation, which is in Virginia Beach. But Edgar Cayce was able to heal over 40,000 people, and he was able to do that based on reading their Akashic records. He was able to go into the Akashic records and find out what was going on with them, because a lot of people brought diseases over from previous lifetimes or things that were happening into their physical body. So he was able to tap into them to see what's going on. You see, beloved ones, there's a really big universe here, and there's a lot of things that are intertwined and interconnected. So every lifetime you come is added on to from a previous life. So we are bringing energies, and we are bringing different forms and different things from one incarnation to the other, okay? So Edgar Cayce, one of those special healers, were able to go into your Akasha record and be able to heal people based on the information he was able to obtain. And if you think that that's not true, then you have to take a physical trip to Virginia Beach if you're on the East Coast, and you go to Virginia Beach. Make sure you go to the Edgar Cayce Foundation, because every healing that Edgar Cayce did was based on that reading, and he documented everything he did. So you can go there and read over 40,000 some different healing processes that were done. And he shows you how he was able to do it, and he shows about the information he was able to contact in order to help that person to be able to move to the next level, to be able to become healed. Edgar Cayce was quite an amazing person. And, you know, if you don't know about Edgar Cayce, I would suggest that you Google Edgar Cayce and look up, go to the information about Edgar Cayce and read up about it. He was a magnificent person. He was able to do readings and not only healings, he did other things as well. And it really, really made a difference in what he was able to accomplish. Okay, so there are people here that is able to be able to do certain things, and he was one of those gifted ones, and one of those ones that were open and receptive to following the guidance of God to be able to bring forth that energy. Okay, so now we're going to talk about another realm of angels, which are very, and many of you have heard of archangels. You know, there's many of them. There's thousands of them. I'm going to probably mention a few of them with you here today, but there are thousands of archangels. And one of the primary jobs of the archangels are to help your guardian angels to help you. They are like the supervisors of the guardian angels. Yes, but we can go directly to the archangels as well. But their main purpose, they're helping the guardian angels to help you. They help to assist you, and that's their main purpose. And they do other things in the universe as well, and help in other orders of bringing forth different things into the universal God force. So it's all kind of work neglected together. But these archangels are phenomenal, beloved ones. And I know many of you have heard of quite a few of them, and know how they operate and familiar with them. I'm just going to share with you a little bit about, you know, different angels. All of them are special to me. All of them have a special gift and special department that they work in and special things they do. Starting off with Archangel Michael. I'm sure many of you have heard of Archangel Michael. If you haven't, then let me introduce you. Let me tell you about Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is the Archangel of Safety and Protection, and his job is to protect us and keep us safe. Michael, you do not want to leave home or go anywhere without the protection of Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, you can call upon him and just call upon him and ask him to protect you before you leave your home. I do a process every day. I say, Archangel Michael, you're on the front, you're on the back, you're on the top, you're on the bottom, and I just need your directed protection. And I know that I am your protective love here in the universe. And I will say that before I leave my home, because Archangel Michael is very important, beloved one. I'm going to share a few things about Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael has rescued you and saved you from many things that you were not even aware of what's going on. Archangel Michael is phenomenal. Let me just share a little story with you. One of my friends that I know that really sort of introduced me to the archangels had a story about what happened with him and his wife, they were driving one night, and their car hit black ice. And if you not know what black ice is, black ice, if you don't live on the Midwest or the East Coast or something, you may not be familiar with the term black ice. But black ice is wet water that has frozen over on the road surface, and you cannot even see it. But once you hit it, it will begin to take over your car, and your car will slide out of control and just go where it wanted to. You cannot steer the car, nothing you can do. And they were driving one night, and the car hit black ice and began to twirl and tremble and go around. And his wife hollered out, "Michael, Lord Michael, Lord Michael, help, 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 help." And he said, instantaneously, the car just stopped and they were saved. And they were pretty close to a calamity, being put in themselves in harm's way. But Archangel Michael stepped in and brought that situation to control. So, beloved ones, when you find yourself in a situation that you really need help right away, call on Archangel Michael. Of course, you can call on your archangel too, but you can go to the higher level and call on Archangel Michael to step in to save you. And that's a beautiful thing. You see, because these archangels and these angels come to you every time you call. They may not give you what you need right at that second, but they are always there to assist you. Because, see, beloved one, some things that we think that we need or some things we think that we want, we don't. It doesn't necessarily in our order what we need as a soul needs to be played out. So some situation needs to be played out. But we're talking about now a life and saving life in danger. Always call on Archangel Michael, your guardian angel, to help to step into to help you out. And that will be done, and they will step in to be able to help you work it out. It works, beloved ones. And, I'm going to share some more stories with you about some things that happened in my own personal life that I know for a fact, if there was not my angels with me, I would not be here sharing this message with you or having this talk with you today, because it's based on what experiences. So I'm not talking about things that I read about, things I heard about. I know that these angels are real. I know that they are powerful. And like I said before, I have just begin to really tap back into the angels myself and really begin to understand how they work in their lives. I'm sure all of us that grew up in some structured kind of religious or spiritual, they heard about angels, but they didn't talk about them that much into understanding of how they personally affect you. They taught, you may have heard it, how the angel stepped in and brought some light or something to some biblical or biblical characteristic, character or something happened. But how the angels affect you personally, the angels affect you personally. And so we want to really begin to understand how these angels affect us, because these angels are protecting us and helping us through all aspects of our lives. And beloved ones, I don't think there's ever been a time in the last 100 years that we're seeing the calamity that we're seeing in this country or the world. I mean, the whole world is being affected. And nothing no worse than having a calamity in the country and having a government that's not working, that's broke. So we're in a pretty bad dilemma situation from that standpoint. So we need to be able to call in higher energy and higher so to be able to save ourselves and our families and our friends. We need to do that because, beloved ones, you are not going to be able to depend on the government stepping in to help you because they are out of control themselves. So you have to do, we have to do it. We have to learn to tap into our higher self and to our God self to be able to bring forth. And that's one good thing about conditions that's happening now is because it's making a lot of us turn inward to our higher self and to our higher being to be able to make a difference, because without that, we're going to be in bad shape. But thank God there is help to be able to do. You are not alone, beloved ones, and you will not be left out and you will not be forsaken, because the God force that controls the universe got our back, and he has put things in place for us to be able to help us. But we have to learn how to tap in and utilize and tap into these sources. So that's what these talks about. The last couple of talks I've had, which has all been about things that you can do to enhance yourself and keep yourself well and keep your family well and help us to get to the next, get to the other side. Because when we do get to the other side, things are going to be much better, beloved ones. Okay, for real. But let's get back to more about the archangels. We're going to talk about Ariel. She is known as the angel of prosperity. And I know a lot of you want to be able to call upon Ariel. She helps you in your prosperity. She helps you in manifesting in your life. Help you to bring about instant manifestation. Call upon Ariel when your finances need to be helped out or you're in a situation where you don't know where you're going to be able to make it and you need help to be able to bring forth, to bring life, to bring energy into your finances is where you want to call upon Ariel to be able to help you. And, beloved one, a lot of people are having financial challenges these days. And so I would highly suggest to you that you tap into Ariel to help, be able to help you to bring about those energies. Now, it is said that weighing a rose crystal quartz would help you to bring about that energy of Ariel, too. So I had a rose quartz, but I cannot put my hands on it. But one of my highest priorities now is to get another rose quartz crystal. Okay. It's called a rose quartz crystal. You want to have one of those to be able to keep it close to you, keep it close to your heart. And it will help you to be able to magnify that prosperity and love to help you out. So crystals are very powerful. At some point, I'm going to be bringing a young lady in that talks about crystals and know the power of crystals. And so it's very important that you understand that crystals do have power and they do help in bringing forth different things into your life. Okay. So now Ariel help you with your, do not forget that, beloved one. If you're having financial struggles or you're not sure how you're going to be able to make it, call and ask the assistance of Ariel. Call and ask her to help you. Call the name. I was just today learning that using the term benevolent one, please come and assist me. Benevolent Ariel, come and assist me. That term benevolent is supposed to enhance that and speed up the process, okay? So, but even if you don't use the word benevolent, you can still call about it. But I'm just hearing heard of something that's supposed to bring about that energy even faster. So let's go on to the next archangel, which is what? Metatron. Metatron is coming more and more, hearing more about Metatron and what his purpose is in life. Metatron help us to focus our lives and to prioritize our lives and to get organized in our life. If you were going to start an organization or start a new business of some sort, a new ministry, whatever you're going to do, you want to be able to tap into Metatron. He will give you the energy to organize things so it can help you to go about doing that which is for your highest good in your structure. See, a lot of us want to do things, but we don't know how to organize, or we can't get ourselves organized. Or we allow procrastination to get in our way of organizing ourselves. So you need help, beloved one. There are archangels and angels out there that will help you on everything that you want. That is their duty. That's their assignment, and they have to respond, beloved one. Doesn't mean that they have to give you what you think you need right away, but they have to respond to you. That's their divine direction, divine orders that they have been given from the creator of the universe, that is their job. So learn to call and to tap and learn to study. Don't just take my word for it. There's so much stuff out here about energies, about angels and different things. Matter of fact, there were so many scriptures in the Bible itself, I could not even pick one because there was over 82, 83 different scriptures in the Bible talking about how angels are here to assist us and help us. So indulge yourself. Dive into, you can read the Bible. You can read other sources about angels, okay? But these angels are here, and they are here to be able to utilize. But we have to, and we just can't call upon them when we have an emergency situation, although you can, but you want to start communicating with your angels so that it is consistently that you got a network of communication, because they are here truly to support you on all levels of your journey on planet Earth. So remember, if you're going to get into a new business or do something on a business level, you want to be able to tap into Metatron, and he will make a big difference in helping you to make your path smoother and get some of the blockage out of the way that cause you not to prioritize. Okay? So the next angel, archangel we're going to talk about is Gabriel, whose name actually means God is my strength. Oh boy, God is my strength. That is the name of Gabriel. And Gabriel is here to help us to bring about more power and also protection in our lives. Gabriel also help in the leadership role. So if you're getting ready to be in some type of organization, or you're beginning to do something where you need to take on a leadership role, then you need Gabriel to be there to help you and protect you and keep you on track to what you need to do. Very powerful archangel. Gabriel is phenomenal. And that she or he, you know, is spiritual. So I don't even like using the terms he or she a spirit, because, you know, spirits are spirits. You know, it's not male, female, it's spirit. Now, a lot of these archangels, beloved ones, have also had human incarnations. A lot of them have had human incarnations, and they too have been here on planet Earth and other places. And when they have made their transitions, they have chose to stay on the other side and grow and become more in tune and more powerful on the other side. But a lot of them have had earthly incarnations as well. Enoch and a couple other beings in the Bible have now gone on to be archangels. Saint Germain, which many of you have heard of, has been here in many body forms and has played many roles on the earth plane, but now also an archangel, ascended master. Okay? So, but let's talk about another one of the archangels, Raphael. Raphael is known as the physician in the universe. And God knows we need a physician nowadays. We need someone who can help us. Now, if you are having challenges in your physical bodies and doing the earth journey, we all have some challenges at some point or not. If you are blessed and fortunate, you haven't had any challenges now, be thankful and grateful. But at some journey in your lifetime, you will more likely encounter an earthly physical condition in your physical body. And you're going to need some help outside of the medical community. I'm not anti-doctor, but I am anti-medicine to a certain degree, because a lot of the drugs, I put it this way, I'm anti-drugs, because a lot of the drugs that we're giving are not necessarily good for your body, for the healing of your body. You know, it's just doesn't, you know, it causes you more damage than harm. But, you know, when you need something, now, if I'm in an accident or I'm having a situation here, I want to be here in American hospital, because they can know how to put you back together and know how to do what they need to do. I'm ex-military, so I understand that it's important to having doctors to be able to do what they need to do and to be able to assist you and help you from their standpoint. But for keeping you healthy and keeping you well on a long-term basis, hey, you better be able to tap into Raphael and tap into what you need to do for taking care of your physical body yourself, okay? Doctors are good, but God has also gave you an instinct on how to take care of your own physical body. So take charge, beloved ones. Take charge of what you're doing. And, of course, if you find yourself having to go into a hospital or have to have a medical procedure, then Raphael will definitely be the angel that you would want to be able to have at your side. Raphael will keep you there and be able to keep you keep you in tune and be able to keep you well informed of your physical condition and be able to assist you, and even be able to assist the doctors that are helping you. So they do play a part, but you have to play your part, beloved one. And your part is pretty simple, just to believe and to accept that they are there and accepted that God's helpers are here and willing to help us and be able to step in to help us to do that. That's your part. Your part is to have faith and believe that the God that created the universe, the creator of the universe, created all these things and all put everything in proper perspective. Beloved one, the universe is in order. Everything need to be is there. It is us humans who have not had faith and have not tapped into the sources and not utilized and realizing who we are and the power that we have. God has given us power, and he has given us not only given us power to bring about energy and bring about vibrations and bring about healing in our own physical bodies, but he has even went beyond. He's given us beings to assist us to get to that level, okay, to help us out. So we have to take responsibility now to heal ourselves and to tap into and believe in those beings who are there to assist us and who have been there to assist us on our whole journey, okay? Now we're going to talk about something that's really kind of more personal to you, okay? Those archangels there and those angels are at a higher realm, but we're going to talk about now your guardian angels. Your guardian angels, God bless them, and thank you, God, for allowing us and assigning us guardian angels. Those guardian angels, when you came out of your mother's womb, those guardian angels were there watching over you, that process, and they have been there with you up to now, every second of the day, beloved ones. Those guardian angels are there, and they are waiting for you to call upon them when you need them. Or, thank God, sometimes they supersede us even calling. They step in to rescue us even when we don't know how to rescue ourselves. Thank God. But especially if you call upon them, they will come. They will come. There's no doubt about it. They will come, and they will make a difference in our lives. They will help make our lives better on all aspects. So we have to learn to be able to tap into those guardian angels. Now, some of our guardian angels are on the other side, but we have guardian angels who take on human form, and some of the guardian angels are actually walking among us right now on the physical earth. And I'm sure that a lot of us have had human angels or angels who have been on human form to step in to rescue us, save us from ourselves, and help us in through endangerment. I have one myself, my beloved sister, and there's no doubt in my mind that she was an angel, because without her supporting me and without her directing me, I know for a fact I would not be here to be able to talk to you, because she insisted that when I was young and running wild and being very ruthless and not having much self-direction, she insisted that I'd get myself together and go into the Air Force. And she guided me and brought about the recruiter and did what she needed to do. So at that time, even though she may not realize it, but she was playing the role of an angel. She saved my life, literally. She saved my life. And so, sister, if you're out there, I appreciate you and thank you for doing that. You know, and I know that each one of you who have had people in your lives who have stepped in to rescue you and save you when you were not able to save yourself. So those people in the physical form. So those people were acting as angels, whether they was guided by the angel on the side to assist you, or whether they were physical angels just showed up to take you through. So guardian angels do take on physical form, and they will step in and help us when we need it. So beloved ones, give thanks and gratitude to your angels and your guardian angels, especially your guardian angels. Like I told you earlier, your guardian angels and your angels, all angel form, does not expect to be worshipped. And they do not want you to worship them. That is not their job. They have assignments from God. You worship your I am present, your God self, that universal God force inside of you. The angels do not take away from the God force inside of you, but the angels are just there to assist you. So they want you to call in and want you to be able to be part of their growth and be part of to help you to get to the next level in your life. So learn to call upon those archangels. I mean, learn to call upon your guardian angels. Or you can call upon all of them, but especially your guardian angels, okay? Because they are here to be able to support you and take you to higher levels and keep you safe and to just help. And you can learn to call upon your angels for small things. It don't have to be a large thing. You know, hey, you misplaced something or something is happening. You're stuck in traffic. Whatever is going on in your life and you need assistance, call upon your angels to help you out and to be able to do something as simple as getting a parking space, okay? You can call your angels to help you on all levels, beloved one. So learn how to tap in to call upon those angels. They are waiting for you. They're waiting for you, and many of you have not utilized them since you've been on the planet. They have stepped in to help you, but you haven't called upon them, and they're just sitting there waiting for you to call and say, they are on the other side saying, I'm here to help this person, but they don't call on me, so they don't step in to interfere in your life, beloved one. You do have free will, and you must learn how to understand that if you need assistance, call upon your guardian angel to help you with those situations. They will be there, and they show up all the time. They show up all the time. So we have to learn how to understand how that happens. And how and understand how we can tap in. They're close as your next breath. I mean, they're just there, and they're part of you. Now, you having faith in them is part of the process. Okay, if you don't believe that you have the assistance of your angels, or you don't believe that angels are real, then you're not going to get very much support, other than when they step in to rescue you from danger. And that's when you do, but there's other things you need to have happen in your life other than save you from going over a cliff, you know, or you're in a combat zone and you're getting shot at and you need protection, or, you know, something's happening bad, but you want to be able to utilize your angel power to make your life easier. So you have to learn how to tap into utilize that power to make things better for yourself, loved ones, okay? So I told you before that I'm going to wanted to share a little bit of how angels really work in my individual life. I'm sure they have worked in your individual life too, and I wish that I could bring some of your own and have you share your story. And one day I will do that show strictly just for people to come in and share how their lives have been affected and how their lives have been changed by angels. You know, one time I was here in Arizona area, it was back in 2015, and I was in the process of going back to the East Coast. It was very cold, and so I stopped and to get some breakfast before I was to get on the road, and I went to a place that I've been to several times, and I ate my breakfast, and then I was sitting there, and I realized that, okay, I'm traveling. So they say it's always good to have blankets in your car or have, you know, supply because you're traveling across country. And this is the wintertime. So, you know, I can realize that I could run into a lot of unseen things happening in the wintertime. So I'm sitting there and I see a Target outside of the window of the restaurant that I wanted to go to. So I left there, went to the Target to find what I needed. But at that Target, I wasn't able to find what I really wanted. But then I realized that there was a Walmart not that far. So I went to the Walmart, and when I went through there, I found everything I needed. I got up and I got to the cashier, and I was getting ready to pay, and I realized I didn't have my wallet on me. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, I just told the cashier I'll set this on the side, and I'll be back. I'm going to my car to get my wallet. So I go to my car to get my wallet, and I don't see it on the seat. I don't see it in the glove box. So panic sets in at this particular time. Here I am, 2,800 miles from home, no wallet, no money, no nothing. And I knew very few people that I could call on at that particular time. I was in Sedona, Arizona, by the way, when this Flagstaff, Arizona, when this happened. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just saying, oh, my God, here I am in this situation, and I need help to be able to get out here. I do not know what to do. So in my midst of panicking, it seemed as if something just came over my mind and over my body. And, you know, I said, well, maybe it's at the restaurant. I don't know for sure. But anyway, I was in such a state of panic. Beloved ones, do you know the next thing? And I don't even realize how I got there. I couldn't even tell you. The next thing I knew, I was sitting in front of the restaurant that I had left. Don't know how I got there. Don't know how it happened. So I go into the restaurant, and I'm saying, well, hopefully it's there. So I go to the restaurant, and I go to the front, and I asked, has anyone turned the wallet in? And to my word, no one had turned the wallet in. So now I'm really beginning to feel panicky. So I'm walking back out of the restaurant, and something told me to go where the table where I was sitting at. And the table where I was sitting at was a bunch of people there. But on the floor, underneath one of the guy's feet, was my wallet. My wallet was still there intact. All the money, I think I had about $300 in my wallet. And everything was intact. The wallet was on the floor. And beloved ones, when I realized that I was brought back there, my wallet was there, all I could do was go to my car and cry for joy, knowing that I had been rescued by a higher power. See, that's one time when I realized that I was really not alone. I was not alone. Although I went through that panic thing, and maybe I had to go through it for me to be able to understand that I was not alone, and that angel and that power were there to help me. And that really took me into another place, another space, to be able to understand that you're never alone, beloved ones. And we need to learn how to tap in and call. See, at that particular time, I wasn't that strong and actually calling, maybe by the call on my angel before I even panicked, they were directly took me to that place, but I didn't know, but they took over. My God and angel took over and actually took me back to locate where my wallet was and where it is. So, beloved ones, you are never, never, never alone. So that is what this day is talking about, and I want to be able to bring this message to you. I want to be able to bring this word to you. I want to have a conversation with you because a lot of people are having a lot of challenges, and so I want you to know that you have help. There is help out there, and they are called angels, and their job is to help you and to bring you and make life more comfortable for you. So tap in. Learn how to understand how they work in your life. Read up about them. Find out more about them because they are more powerful than you realize. Your angels are there for you. They're waiting for you. You will never, never be in a situation where your angels will not come to assist you and help you out, especially if you're in a dangerous situation. You want to call upon your angels. Okay? Well, beloved ones, I want to thank you again for joining me today, and this has been a really good session, and I'm glad I was able to share with you about angels and to be able to bring this talk to you and us to have this talk, and I look forward to you showing back next week. We're going to be talking about what's my purpose? Why are you here? What is it I'm to do when I'm here? Because I know a lot of you are searching. Even in your olden age, you're still not sure why you're here and what you are to do. And I've been one of them people, too. I've just recently, not so long ago in my life, discovered my real purpose in life. So we're going to talk about how to get in touch to understand who you are, why you're here. And guess what? All of you are here at this particular time because that's where you're supposed to be, even during the pandemic. Okay? You're here for a specific reason, and it's part of your journey and the growth of your soul that you have chose to be here at this particular time. Okay, so we're going to tap in for you to have full understanding of what it is that you are to do and how you are to move to the next level. Because when you have clarity of purpose, you have clarity of your life. It's caused less stress in your life because now you know why you're here. And each one of us have a divine purpose. God has put a purpose in each one of our lives. And if you do not fulfill your purpose, you are causing disorder in the order of the universe. Each one of us have a part to play. And so we're going to talk about how to get aligned so you can start doing your part to help bring about a universal change in the universe. Okay? So join me next week, beloved ones, for that, so we can bring forth that, help bring forth that change. So until next week, I want to thank each one of you. So if you have not visited my website, please do so. It's at www.theholisticministry.com. www.theholisticministry.com. And you can make contributions if you so desire. It's up to you. Okay, there is a secure donation site. Anyway, we're going to close with a prayer and give thanks for God for allowing us to have another service. So, beloved Mother, Father, God, we give thanks for this day. We thank you for the message that you allowed to flow through. We thank you for the energy that came through. We thank you for waking us up and giving us awareness and consciousness of the port that you have given us. We give thanks for those beloved angels you assigned to us, those guardian angels who have been with us from birth. We give you thanks. We thank you, beloved angels. Each one of us, we're calling you in to help, to assist us and help us on all phases of our lives. You are welcome into our lives and be able to bring forth. So we just say thank you, and we will continue to have full understanding and praises for you, beloved angels, for protecting us and keeping us safe. And we thank you, God, for allowing us to be here another Sunday. We thank you for protecting us as we go through this week and keeping us safe. So we give gratitude and thanks. We say, and so it is. Amen. Okay, beloved ones. See you next week. Peace and blessing to you. Bye-bye.